Well, it's good to see you all. Very happy to be here. So my experience of chapters then. I've been in about four chapters, anyway, four different places at least. Some of the chapters changed quite a lot in those places. I was in a chapter in Brighton. I was in back in the early 80s up until 93. And then I was in a chapter at Guhiloca. And then I was in a chapter in Valencia and now here. So four chapters, all changing quite a bit. When I was at Guhiloca in about the year 2002 to 3 or 4, I went through quite a crisis. I think it was what we call a midlife crisis. I think that's more or less you see your end of your life approach and you think, well, is what you've done up until now really what you want to do for the rest of your life? Do you really believe in it? A lot of people, of course, have it the other way around. They come in from the world. Well, I had a sort of a crisis. Well, is my life in the order really what I want to do? And I think I need a sort of another perspective on myself. So I set off to Valencia from Guhiloca and did my own work and got married. So I tried quite a different life. So that was a very difficult period. That changing over, quite humiliating. I think I was very much a sort of career seeker in the order, and I needed to just see what it was like to be an order member, or just an order member without any role. So off I went to Valencia, and it was very humiliating, a difficult experience. So my experience of chapter is more or less, in a way, I can make it, think of it in terms of before that crisis and after that crisis. I think I'm through it. So before it, I'd say I was my main qualities and the way I experienced myself was one of idealism and enthusiasm. You know, I worked very, very hard. You know, and on the whole, I enjoyed my life in the order. And a lot of you know me from Guhiloca. I was having a very good time. But I'd say idealism and enthusiasm were my main qualities in a way. And then I had this crisis. I had to see there was quite a big shadow lurking there in me. And I'd say during that crisis, I think now I have more understanding and more love. So I'd say those qualities have sort of come into my life a bit more since that crisis. So I think I started off in chapters basically pretty terrified. I found them a very disturbing place to be. I sort of had lots of good ideas and enthusiasm, as I said, and lots of idealism, but I really didn't know just how to just sit down with other people and be myself and just share life with the others. And I think that carried on for, you know, in a way, I think, well, it's, to some extent, it's still there. I sit down, I feel confused and a bit lost and don't know quite how to be myself. But I have got a deep sense of love coming. I mean, I think there was obviously some love there from the beginning. But I'd certainly say that I experience a lot more love now for the men who I sit down with on a Sunday and share my life with here. So I came to Valencia pretty confused, and I didn't want to come back to England because it just felt like going backwards in a way. I wanted a sense of going forward, but actually I was pretty lost. But I had the great fortune to join. Actually, I joined two chapters there. The first chapter didn't work too well. I was still sort of in rather duty mode and thought I'd better go with the younger order members and help them. But it really didn't work out very well. So I ended up in a chapter with some more peers, really. Vajranatha was one of them. Also Mokshananda and Amalamati and others, Suratna. And that chapter really, really helped me. It's a strange thing, the order. I think in some ways, well, at that time, I needed to sort of get out in a sense. I needed to see myself from a new angle, learn what I was like from a new angle. Hence the sort of the worldly work I was doing. So in a way, I needed to leave it in a certain sort of way. But at the same time, I needed to deepen myself and get to know myself better. So what do you do in that situation? Because the order is a great context to get to know yourself. You know, if you don't practice, you don't go on retreat, you don't engage, then you might just sort of disappear and just be endlessly distracted. So it's a difficult thing to do. You know, in a sense have to leave, and in another way have to deepen. And that chapter, with Vajranatha and others, it really, really helped me, because my head was full of ideas. Still, you know, lots of ideas about what was good for me, but I was finding all those things very difficult. You know, I realised I'd maybe done a lot of things just because I wanted approval, possibly. So being in that chapter, I began to experience my life in the order in a way more as just a sort of a strong feeling of love for my fellows in the order. You know, week after week, we'd be just sitting together, and not much else. You know, we just talk and be with each other. I was, you know, thoroughly sort of accepted how I was. Experienced a lot of love from my fellow members there. No role, and bit by bit, I think I became to sort of allowed myself just to experience what was going on. You know, and I feel a lot more whole for it. So that really was my main, in a way, my main practice, my main obvious place where I was being a Dharmachari was in that chapter. And I feel, you know, enormously grateful for the help I received and the love I got from those fellow order members. And it carries on here. You know, it carries on here. So just to say a few things about how I think chapters work for me, at least, and it seems like it works for others, is that we don't do much else than a little report in, chant the refuges and precepts, and then we just sit with each other and explore what it is to be a Dharmachari. You know, it might be a bit of a discussion about something, it might be something more personal. But whatever that is, we just try to sort of steer to the deep and explore our lives as order members, you know, more and more fully. You know, I know sometimes discussions can get a bit heady and you get a bit lost in that way. Sometimes it's almost that you could go too far into just emotion and your sort of feelings down and below, and you forget that you're on a path towards a goal. So I think there can be extremes that we can fall into. But we simply mainly just sit and wait for something to arise, and then usually something does. And I think this phrase that Bhante came up with many, many years ago about a vital mutual responsiveness, I think that really is what it's about. You know, one tried to be intensely aware of each other, just as Dharmacharis. Try to see when we've got a bit superficial or see when we've got a bit distracted and just stop again, head in a new direction, or just be quiet and let something new come about. So I think in that way, the chapter is always going into the unknown. We can't sort of repeat a meeting. You know, it always has to steer towards the unknown. And I think that's a good way to look at it for me. It's rather like the artistic process, where you've got a bit of paper in front of you, and you've just got to make something new. Something new has to happen. Because we're all very, very different. You might not choose to be, you know, with everybody you're sitting there with. So you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know those other people. So something new, you know, well, you hope something new will happen because you haven't got anything else to go on. So it's an exciting process. And I think in a way, therefore, it's a sort of an insight practice in a way, sitting there together, just going towards the unknown. And sitting with this conundrum of sometimes it's painful and difficult to be with lots of people you don't know, I'm thinking like here as well as a small chapter meeting. Sometimes it's difficult just to be amongst us all. It's not what you might be choosing to do on a Saturday morning or whatever. But at the same time, I ask myself, what would my life be without it? You know, on the one hand, I find it difficult sometimes, but on the other hand, I think, well, my life would be very, very much, much less, you know, without coming together, without being in a chapter, without coming on an order weekend. I'd think it'd be far less meaningful, and I'd probably get lost. You know, I wouldn't be experiencing wouldn't be living very fully. So I think that is a sort of an insight practice, sort of playing with that conundrum of the difficulty of being, you know, with others, other order members, and yet, you know, I've got to do it because life would be too awful without it. So I think that's pretty much what I want to say right now.